with us in the studio to talk about this year's campaign are the co-chairs, Sonia Reese of Advocate Bromen, and a retired Town of Normal council member and current Town of Normal council member, Scott Preston. Thanks to each of you for coming by today.
Great to be here.
Thank you so much.
The only goal the United Way has set is to bring in 8% more into the community than last year. This is being measured in both dollar amounts and other factors beyond financial contributions. What are some of these other factors?
One of the possibilities is to increase the number of hours volunteered. I think we have to measure what we give in lots of ways. Cash is always king, but beyond that, if there's somebody that absolutely can't give cash, volunteer time is wonderful.
How do you quantify volunteer time in a campaign that is really geared toward trying to bring in money to fund these social service agencies?
It is. So fundraising is certainly the core of what we're doing here, Willis, but there's a lot of opportunity this year. When we look at all the effects that are being placed on our social service agencies around McLean County that United Way helps, there's a lot of opportunity to serve, certainly with your money, but how exactly people give, how they're able to give, who's giving, maybe reaching people, new people, or reaching people in different ways this year, are all things that we're looking at, and volunteer time is a part of that as well.
So why did you decide to deviate from having an actual dollar amount for a goal? This is a major deviation from past campaigns. Why did you decide to do it that way this year?
Actually, we started doing that last year. We started talking about what we can give back in a variety of ways. So it's the important thing is, what can we return? And looking at that broad picture.
As the increasingly slow recovery from the 2008 recession continues, it remains very difficult to raise money for charitable efforts. Over the past few years, the United Way has struggled to meet goal and has relied on some last-minute corporate gifts to hit the target. Is this no-dollar goal a way of avoiding the disappointment of maybe not meeting a goal?
You know, it's not. I think that this goal that we're setting here, and let me remind folks listening, you know, 8% is an ambitious goal. And I think that that is really a reflection of the need that we're seeing out there this year. You know, we look at the state budget impasse and the work or maybe lack thereof that's been going on in Springfield through the spring legislative session and into the summer as they're meeting once a week. And that has some real effects. That has real effects on our agencies. That has real effects ultimately on the peoples and the families and the neighbors that those agencies and United Way are able to serve. And big needs mandate big plans. And so this 8%, while it does take a slightly different fashion from what folks are used to seeing in terms of campaign goal, really reflects a strong need out there and something that we're committed to working toward.
For those of us who are having some difficulty getting away from this whole idea of a dollar goal, last year, $4.2 million was raised in the campaign. If there's an 8% increase in donations over last year, the United Way would be right at the record amount raised just as the recession was hitting. That was in 2008, $4.6 million. Is it fair to cast the campaign in that light? Is it fair to say that you really are shooting for a near record amount?
Actually, we're going to look at increasing by 8% what is given back to all the agencies. And so that number is a little bit different. There are funds that are planned for each of the agencies, sometimes over a three-year allocation. Sometimes we have initiatives that have to be done. So we're looking at that side of things and a significant pool of money to make that happen.
The 2015 McLean County United Way campaign is underway, and joining us today to talk about the effort are campaign co-chair Sonia Reese and Scott Preston. There are some moving parts as this campaign gets underway. There's no state budget right now, so some ISU employees may be feeling some uncertainty. One of the largest employers in town, Mitsubishi, is selling the plant in Normal, leaving nearly 1,000 jobs in jeopardy during the last quarter of the year. What impact do you think these may have overall on the campaign?
Oh, these impacts are huge. They're huge. I know people are seeing it here at Illinois State. People who rely on state funding in the human service agency sector are also feeling it. So United Way of Illinois recently conducted a survey, to all of the agencies that receive United Way support statewide, looking at how the state budget impasse has impacted them. Of those social service agencies, one-third of them, as a result of the state budget impasse, have already had to reduce the number of clients they're able to serve. 40% of the agencies have already had to dip into their reserves. And I think potentially an even more eye-opening statistic is that of those 40% who are tapping into reserves just to maintain operation, 70% of them have 3 months of operating capital and their reserves are less. And that's a big deal. And those are agencies that are really helping our families, helping people in our community, helping our friends, helping our neighbors. And being able to do so is what United Way is in a unique position to do, and try and help fill some of the void while we wait for some resolution down in Springfield. You know, briefly, you mentioned Mitsubishi as well. We've seen statistics that between the employer base as well as suppliers that are affected by this Mitsubishi move, the number could be as high as 1,800 jobs affected by Mitsubishi leaving Normal and McLean County. Now, we're hopeful and optimistic that smarter minds than me are working to get that plant filled and get that operation continued. But those processes take time. And some of the people who work there and rely on those incomes may not have as much time as it requires. So it's a big need, and one that United Way is working to fill, and we really need everybody's support and help with it as they have in the past.
So some might think that while 8%, and Scott, you already mentioned that this is ambitious, it's a big goal, but is it enough? Is 8% going to do the trick, do you think?
If you are expecting this to actually close the gap of everybody's needs, it certainly won't. But we have to make a good faith effort to increase what we're doing. You know, the United Way is turning 80 this year. So it's a long time we've been serving the community and doing it pretty well. And at this point, another agency is also turning 80, and that's Social Security. And they're not doing so well. And it's just reminded us that we can't be dependent on federal or state funding to take care of ourselves. We need to step up and do this as much as we can ourselves. Scott mentioned about friends and family, and that's so important. We see each other in the grocery store, at church. We know what our needs are, and so helping to do that. But we've got some new ways to hopefully get to those dollars.
Yeah, I want to ask you about your effort on social media this year. And the United Way, like every other organization, has stayed in step with the times and kept up with things by using social media. But you're really elevating that this year. Tell us a little bit about that project.
Yep, it's something that we had our big public kickoff last Thursday evening, the 27th. And one of the things, in addition to talking about the goal, in addition to talking about some success stories for some recipients of United Way money have had, one of the things that we highlighted is our focus to take the conversation online. You know, it's 2015. People are interacting differently today even than they were 5 years ago with social media. And it's where conversations are having. It's how people are connecting, engaging, and interacting. And United Way being able to take that conversation online, I think, can not only build awareness, but ultimately, hopefully, lead to a more successful campaign, which then helps more people in the community. Will, is the thing that we highlighted the most at our kickoff, and will be kind of a theme throughout our campaign in terms of social media, is a hashtag #Live80Give8. You know, United Way strives to always live united and give united, and in recognition of our 80-year history here in McLean County, as well as the great need that we see and the goal as a result to raise 8% more and investing that into the community this year, #Live80Give8 is something that we've been pushing out there. We've been following the analytics and the response we're getting, and so far it's been very positive.
And that you're hoping to reach people who maybe didn't even know there was a United Way, or didn't know how they could give to the United Way, or maybe didn't think that they had the resources to be able to help out, but indeed they can in some way.
Yeah. One of the things that we're recognizing is there's lots of ways to give aid. If you've never given before, you know, we're here on campus. There's probably lots of students that really don't have that on their forefront. And if we can get a one-time $8 contribution from them, that would be wonderful. There are people who are in jobs where they're paid weekly. If they can give 80 cents or maybe a dollar a week, that would be a wonderful gift. So broaden our thoughts about how we can get to this mark.
And you talk about one of the ways that people can give is to actually give back, give service to an organization. Maybe someone takes a picture of themselves or their family serving down at the Home Sweet Home Ministries meals or at the homeless shelter. Maybe they share that via social media with the #Live80Give8, and all of a sudden you've got this viral effect, right?
Absolutely. It generates buzz. It generates people connecting with the campaign, and it ultimately maybe reaches more folks than we'd be able to in just the traditional ways that the campaign's been very successful with in the past, and is certainly at the heart of our campaign. But maybe this is just one more way to reach some more people.
Typically, you talk about some of the traditional ways United Way has been conducted. And over the years, there's at least recently, there has been a pacesetter campaign. Late in the summer, an organization or a company decides to concentrate their employee gifts to kind of seed the upcoming fall campaign. But you've kind of gotten away from that. What's the thinking behind that, and how is that impacting your overall giving?
We, for the last 2 years or maybe longer, have not done a pacesetter. It means a huge amount of work that you do twice. One, that you do it for the pacesetter company, and then you repeat the process a couple of months later for everybody else. So instead, we're really focusing on kicking this off community-wide. We're doing it a little earlier than in the past. So here we are in September with a number of campaigns getting started. But we're pretty flexible. If there's companies that want to do them later in the year, we're fine with that.
Traditionally, the United Way window to raise funds starts in the fall and winds up around the holidays. You've gone over into January the last few years. Do you anticipate, hopefully, by the way you're kind of reworking the campaign this year a little bit, to kind of get a jump on that and maybe not see so much pressure at the end and try and spread it out a little bit more?
I think we want to be flexible with whatever that company wants to do. Actually, we'll still look at a January close on this, but by starting a little earlier for those companies that want to work in September or October, they've got the flexibility to do that. If they want to do a December campaign, we're open for any of that.
We opened up the interview talking about hard dollars, and I kind of winded up with a question about that. There are 63 social service programs and agencies that benefit from the United Way campaign in McLean County. Last year, the United Way funded $3.2 million in various programs. An 8% increase would raise that level to about almost $3.5 million. How much more of a funding gap would there be, even if that amount comes in? And we talked a little earlier about how is 8% enough. Is $3.5 million going to do the trick?
You know, it certainly gets us on the right track. We talked about the tremendous need that we're seeing in the community, and this 8% may not fill all of that, but there are some real substantive things that we think can come out of that. For instance, the 8% increase in investing in our community this year could lead to 59 more families being helped with access to childcare. It could lead to, in addition to that, also, 56 more individuals getting trained on how to access income assistance, money that they were already entitled to receive. And I think a big one, in addition to those two, all three of these combined, with an 8% increase, we could see 498 more individuals that could get helped with access to healthcare and counseling. You know, those are some real strong metrics and help a lot of people.
As people retire, it's often difficult as they go off to different areas or you lose touch with them. It's hard to remain in a situation where you can have that dialogue with them and they can better understand the needs of the United Way, and they can also find out how they can help you. How can you correct that situation? What are some of the ways you can stay in touch with the retirees better than you have in the past?
Absolutely. Well, United Way has historically been able to connect with people the most in their workplace. And as folks retire, we're seeing a lot of people who are recent retirees who still really value the work and the service that United Way brings, are still very, have a very positive opinion of the organization, and still want to be engaged, but we just haven't been reaching out to them maybe as much as when they're in the workplace. So another aspect, you know, we talked about social media earlier and kind of reaching new people in new ways. Another aspect to that is connecting with our retiree base. And, you know, a lot of them still maintain connections to this community, even if they don't live here year-round. Being able to just connect with our retirees, those who want to stay involved in United Way, and reach them this year, sending them mailers, making phone calls to them, reaching them where they're at is something that we're focusing on as well.
Scott Preston is on the Normal Town Council, and Sonia Reese is a past council member. Together, they are chairing this year's McLean County United Way campaign. Thanks to both of you for coming by, and we hope to have you back in the studio from time to time to provide an update on how the campaign's going.
Thanks, Willis. This is great.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Willis.